Deepak Chopra, Neil Donald Walsh, Masaru Emoto, Stephen Halpern, and others have delivered their messages to the healing sounds performed by my guests, Paradiso and Rasamayi. They'll be performing in El Paso on Thursday, September the 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Unity El Paso. That's 1420 Alabama at Gold. And they will be presenting one of their unique sound healing concerts and celebrating their CD release of, I believe it's CD number 6. Is that correct?
Yes, that's number 6.
So, Attuning to Oneness, the Harmonic Ascension. Welcome to you both. Where are you on the planet at this moment?
We're talking to you, Monica, from Omaha, Nebraska.
Where are you in your tour, this CD release tour?
We actually have one more venue to go. That's tomorrow night we have.
Okay, and then you'll be in El Paso starting a new round of touring.
Exactly right. That'll be the second stop of our next tour in just a couple of weeks from the time of this recording.
Oh my goodness, you are busy people. Let's drop all the way back to how did you meet? How did this duet begin?
Well, we met, appropriately enough, in service. I was events coordinator for East West Store in California, and my music manager let me know that I just needed to reach out to Paradiso so that he could serve our community. And the evening that I hosted him was the beginning of two of my great love affairs in this lifetime with the Sacred Sound Current and with my beloved Paradiso.
And tell me about your instruments. How did you learn to play them? That's obviously a fascinating element of what you do.
Well, I play the Australian didgeridoo. And the didgeridoo is from Australia. The Aborigines have used them for over 40,000 years ago. And basically, I had a dream. This dream taught me how to play instrument through this dream. This dream lasted for many, many months, 3 months.
Just a recurring didgeridoo lesson in the night?
Absolutely. So every night, I couldn't wait to go to bed. And yeah. And you could say it's called like maybe down. I got downloaded, say, with dreams.
Fascinating. Fascinating. And it, your didgeridoos, how many do you own?
Well,
is that a problem?
Well, you can say every room in our home has a didgeridoo. Our music studio, I can't put any more didgeridoos in the music studio. So
we travel with fewer than we own, however.
Yes.
When we go on tour, we have
nine to ten
didgeridoos, including the world's largest crystal didgeridoo.
How and where was that created?
We actually have two of them, and they were made from crystal tones. They're the people who actually made the crystal bowls, the alchemy crystal bowls.
Ah, which I play.
Yes, yes. And explain those, if you would, for the people who are unfamiliar with singing bowls.
Well, most people have the experience of playing crystal glasses that you drink.
Ah, okay.
So it's a somewhat similar concept, except for these bowls are somewhat considerably larger. My bowls range in size from 4 inches across to 14 inches across.
Oh, so the tones.
And they are infused with different gems and minerals. So, for instance, I have a ruby bowl and a rose quartz bowl. And I also have the minerals of platinum, silver, and 24-karat gold.
What was it like the first time you two made music together?
Wow. Well, okay, I could go back very quickly. Our very first date, I told her that we'll be sound healers and doing performance around the world. And she said, well, you might be crazy, but you're kind of cute. And so
oh, we let so much just be overridden by that cute thing.
And so I had a sound healing, and I invited her to play a bowl, and she said no. But within 5 minutes, I look, and there she was.
Mm-hmm.
She was playing like a pro.
Describe the technique for playing a singing bowl.
With the singing bowl, you have a wand or a mallet that you use to create friction along either the top of the bowl mm-hmm. or around the middle outside of the bowl. That friction creates a vibration, and that vibration is sound.
What prepared you as individuals and as a couple to realize and accept music and sounds as a healing medium?
Experience. To go back to your previous question, when we play music together, including the first time that we ever played together, it was as though there was not any need for thought or any other planning. It was just a completely natural and spontaneous experience, and continues to be so each and every time that we perform. But our understanding of sound as healing, well, most people have that intuitive understanding. They just haven't brought it to their conscious awareness. Mm-hmm. Any time that you go to devotional services in church, for example, and you sing, mm-hmm. it brings you into a place of emotional and spiritual upliftment. We tend to want to listen to sad songs when we're sad because there is an emotional catharsis that happens. When you add to that the element of harmonic overtones, bring you very quickly and easily into a deeply meditative state, which is also a state of deep relaxation, a place from which your physical body is able to reset its natural healing capacity. Mm-hmm. All of these together, not to mention the conscious intention and invitation to heal, make for some really absolutely beautiful experiences. We have the profound pleasure of hearing from people all around the country who have been able to let go of physical dis-ease, emotional burdens, have quantum leaped forward in their spiritual progress by attending one of these sessions. So we're just so fortunate to be able to do this.
From what you've just described so eloquently there, it makes me think of the leap from intuitively crooning to a baby to soothe the child's pains or concerns, to presenting ourselves to a place where music is being performed in order to be crooned to and healed by the same thing. I'm going to drop back real quick to your recordings. You are releasing your sixth CD by virtue of this tour. Your previous five CDs have received a great deal of attention. They are New Age radio chart-topping CDs. They've received awards for the year's best meditation, relaxation, world, and New Age albums. I believe it was Third Eye Rising that was your fifth CD that won the Independent Music Award for Best New Age Album of the Year. In Paradiso, you have played at Carnegie Hall.
Correct.
And the minds, the spiritual teachers whose work you have supported with your music, a stunning array of individuals. When you present yourselves to an audience with your music, how do you prepare your program? Do you go in with a set list, as the average musician might?
Well, actually, we don't. We don't know what's going to happen to these sound healing concerts. Mm-hmm. We basically play the energies of whoever's there. And so we don't match a didgeridoo with a bowl. It's just whatever. The instruments basically call to us, mm-hmm. and then time to play. We set our intention to whoever's there, mm-hmm. and then Rasamayi will start with a opening prayer, which is absolutely beautiful and always different every time.
We've all heard the saying, this one's for you, but certainly with sound healing sessions, it's very true.
Have you ever found an audience member to appear to be uncomfortable as far as denominational differences?
One of the wonderful things about music and sound is that it transcends those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And that is the kind of service that we're interested in performing, is mm-hmm. an emotional and a spiritual personal experience that does not have to be defined mm-hmm. by the rules of any particular path. It can be enjoyed by all.
How many musicians will you be bringing to El Paso? Just the two of you?
The two of us this time.
Okay. And when you have a larger venue to fill, how many musicians do you bring in?
It can always just be the two of us, mm-hmm. because we don't consider ourselves a two-man show,
mm-hmm.
despite the fact that there may only be two human beings on stage. There are about 35 instrument beings. And so we certainly enjoy playing with an astonishing array of
yes.
beautifully talented musicians. Kai Eklund is one of the top bass players in the world. Frank
yes.
Martin, who is an extraordinary keyboardist.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Gale, who is one of the greats of jazz with his trumpet.
Oh, what a great collaboration.
Oh, we love working with all of great souls and many more.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, with all of the instruments that we bring along with us, there's never any worry about having a full sound.
Yeah, sometimes we bring so many instruments that we don't even play all the instruments.
That's so much to carry, and just the two of you, and spending such long spells on the road. It's a tight touring schedule. I have to ask, what is it that, despite this incredibly soothing, wonderful, healing music, what makes you lose your cool?
How about carrying our 500 pounds with equipment, 3 flights of stairs with no elevator?
Okay, now that would do it. That would do it. So you see each other flustered on occasion, I suspect.
Well, we'll just say that we didn't feel very cool after those 3 flights of stairs.
Oh, well, you are real road warriors, and I am so grateful that you are coming to El Paso. My guests today are Paradiso and Raza Mayi, and they will be presenting a sound healing concert at Unity El Paso. That's at 1420 Alabama, right at the corner with Gold Street. And that'll be on Thursday, September the 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. It's part of their CD release tour for their 6th CD titled Attuning to Oneness, The Harmonic Ascension. For tickets, you can go to unityelpaso.com. You can call them at 566-5544. And you can preview the treat that is going to be ours here in El Paso by going to onlinesoundhealing.com and enjoy seeing and listening to Paradiso and Raza Mayi perform. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Monica.
You, Monica.